This technical note has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, appendices, footnotes, and endnotes have been removed. To obtain the tables, figures, appendices, full references and citations for this technical note, please view the HTML or PDF version. International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning. February 2011, the title of this technical note is, Online Video Conferencing Products, Update. The authors of this technical note are, Douglas Burton and Tim Kitchen. Athabasca University, Canada. Abstract. Software allowing real-time online video connectivity is rapidly evolving. The ability to connect students, staff, and guest speakers instantaneously carries great benefits for the online distance education classroom. This evaluation report compares four software applications at opposite ends of the cost spectrum: DimDim, Illuminate VCS, TalkBox, and Vue. Their benefits and shortcomings are contrasted, and efficient educational scenarios for them are suggested. Introduction. Since the original review of video conferencing software in this evaluation series, tools for online conferencing have evolved dramatically. Many of the 10 products compared on the previous occasion no longer exist. New ones have taken their place, and have been reviewed under integrated software headings in the series, including a new product, Illuminate VCS, which focuses on high-quality video and platform interoperability with dedicated video conferencing equipment. This updated product is compared in the current report with three freeware applications, DimDim, TalkBox, and Vue. Until recently, many factors kept real-time desktop video conferencing from being a practical solution for connecting distance learners. The most obvious of these were the lack of adequate bandwidth availability and the high cost of the tools and equipment they require. With high-speed bandwidth increasing in many regions of the world, however, and with reduced costs of built-in and external computer webcams and microphones, this means of online collaboration is becoming more prevalent. According to Schenker, the worldwide video conferencing systems and services market, which reached $1.6 billion in 2007, is expected to grow to $4.2 billion by 2012. As to the educational and training sector of this market, Winehouse Research has reported that it reached about $680 million in 2009, and is projected to grow to more than $1 billion by the end of 2014. The current report focuses on four different video conferencing software products, highlighting the strengths and weaknesses of each and ways for educators to use them effectively. Product trials. This report does not present a strict apples-to-apples comparison, but instead a store-bought apples-to-free roadside apples comparison. By deliberate choice, a fully featured commercial application is compared with three freeware conferencing applications. The rationale for this selection is that, in the open and distance learning field, budget and a vast range of educational objectives need to be considered. The software applications selected for comparison here are DimDim, Illuminate VCS, TalkBox, and Vue. These applications all have commercial versions and the ability to share webcam video, but they differ greatly in other respects. Illuminate VCS is the only product of the four that does not also have a freeware version. The study compares the commercial Illuminate VCS with the free versions of TalkBox, DimDim, and Vue. It must be stressed that the current comparison may have been affected by fluctuations in product stability due to internet traffic and bandwidth capacity, computer processing and host server speed, microphone sensitivity, network accessibility, and operating systems. The author reviewers used a consistent technical platform in relation to each of these variables for reviewing all four products. The products were reviewed in April 2010 in terms of the following features. Maximum participants, that is, number of participants who can join the conference from individual computers. Simultaneous webcams, that is, number of cameras visible on the screen at any one time. Cross-platform, that is, ability to use the software on multiple operating systems, as stated by software manufacturer, though not actually tested by the reviewers. File sharing, that is, ease with which participants can exchange computer files. Whiteboard, that is, shared writing and drawing feature. Shared desktop, that is, ability to share an individual's screen image. Email messaging, that is, ability to send and receive email within the product. Voice video messaging, that is, ability to send and receive voice messages. Web tour, that is, ability to lead other participants on a co-surfing or shared browsing experience by taking over their computer displays. Web tools integration, that is, ability to work with other communication applications. Some products have a built-in feature for sending email, instant text messages, attachment files, and voicemail, but fulfill these functions solely within their own environment. Other products can be used in conjunction with external email applications on a convenient, integrated basis. These features of the four conferencing products are compared in Table 1, which can be viewed in a text version of this article. The following product features were also rated by the reviewers on the basis of their April 2010 trials. Video clarity, that is, visual precision. Video delay, that is, lag and unintended pauses in the visual feed, resulting in jerky images. Screen scalability, that is, capacity to increase or decrease screen size. Audio clarity, that is, clearness of the sound, for example, the ability to hear a voice without background noise, white noise, crackling, interference from nearby electronic devices, etc. Echo, that is, ringing and feedback, requiring the use of external headset and microphone. Audio-video synchronization, that is, delay and lag between sound and visual. Help tools, that is, built-in or downloadable user manuals, tutorials, FAQs, search, help by email, fax, telephone, webinars, etc. Intuitiveness, that is, user-friendliness compared with more familiar media, for example, telephone, text chat, etc. Some products try to replicate familiar web page or software navigation styles, others augment styles of use to which their subscribers have become accustomed, and still others create an original environment that requires new learning. Stability, that is, availability of a constant standard of operation for the software, for example, no freezing or crashing. The reviewers' ratings of these product features are given in Table 2, which can be viewed in a text version of this article. Summary of product evaluations. Overall, the four products gave adequate to good quality of service, summarized as follows. 1. DimDim is a free, open-source web meeting platform with surprisingly rich features for up to 20 simultaneous attendees, and a fee-for-service version allowing a larger number. The product's extensive list of basic services includes live screen sharing, synchronized web browsing, whiteboard, and document sharing. DimDim's help tools are without equal, and include dial and phone support. DimDim requires flash installation, and is supported on the Internet Explorer and Firefox browsers. Its lack of screen size scalability and its support for only one webcam are major limitations. The product has limited application sharing, with the only shareable document types being PowerPoint and PDF formats. Microsoft Word is not supported, and there are limited desktop sharing features. 2. Illuminate VCS is a commercial product, and it received the highest overall ratings in this review, in all features except help tools. Illuminate VCS stands out from the other three products in relation to its high-quality video and audio. It is also the only product that features H323 interoperability, that is, the ability to connect to dedicated video conferencing hardware endpoints. This is a highly desirable feature for institutions with sites that need to connect with remote video conferencing equipment. Illuminate VCS has an attractive and simple navigation interface, powerful sharing and collaboration tools, a presence engine that makes it easy to initiate spontaneous connections, and an effective meeting scheduling tool. Surprisingly, the product's help tools are limited, lacking the benefit of online tutorials, webinars, and a searchable database. It is to be hoped that this issue will be rectified in the next software release, as the features for it are built into the user interface shell. Illuminate VCS is an institutional server-based solution and cannot be installed on individual computers by a lone, innovative teacher. This feature permits greater server-based control and increased security but requires substantial upfront expenditure. The license cost for a minimum of 150 users over 3 years averages $20.80 per seat per month, and represents a long-term commitment. The $70,000 server, installation, and setup costs for the initial year, plus an additional 17% service fee for each subsequent year, may put the product beyond the means of small institutions, but make it a reasonable investment for medium to large institutions. 3. TalkBox is a very useful tool with a number of unique features. The best feature is the ease with which it connects participants. The product is web-based and requires no download. Equally impressive is the fact that attendees do not need an account to use the product, which allows new participants to be invited into a session spontaneously. Another distinctive feature is that participants can email, video mail, and instant message each other, and can initiate a session by posting an invitation on a social networking site such as Twitter, Facebook, or MySpace. A single session can have up to 20 people sharing video, collaborating using an Ethernet pad, and uploading HTML, Word, or RTF files. The use of Etherpad involves a time slider by which the collaboration can be reviewed and saved to various file formats. In addition, content can be shared through Flickr, Picasa, SlideShare, and YouTube. Audio and video quality is very good for a free tool, and easy adjustments of video size and switching between applications are possible. 4. View is also a completely browser-based conferencing platform, with no downloads or added services required. The developer claims that it is completely compatible with 95% of all browsers. Free for up to 10 participants, View offers a wide range of features, including file sharing, whiteboard, desktop sharing, screen capture, shared mouse cursors, and useful plugins, including MP3, Flash and YouTube players, and polling. Meeting setup is the most difficult of the features reviewed. With no integrated email messaging, inviting participants to a meeting requires contact addresses to be entered manually. The freeview version displays advertising banners. An overall summary of the product's advantages and disadvantages is given in Table 3, which can be viewed in a text version of this article. Conclusions. As open and distance education evolve, teachers, students, and administrators continue to seek effective ways to connect and collaborate. This review has considered several current products, based on desired outcomes, kinds of operational settings, and budget, especially important in times of economic hardship. No one conferencing tool is likely to satisfy the needs of all institutions and participants. Having reviewed several software products beyond the ones discussed here, the current reviewing team is encouraged to see the many new ways that participants can communicate and collaborate from wherever they may be in the world. DimDim's many basic features make it a solid all-round product. It is a useful tool if one does not need multiple and flexible video as part of a collaboration, and if the product needs to be free. DimDim's help tools and ease of use make it a good choice, but its lack of multi-camera support, lack of screen scalability, and limited application sharing are major drawbacks. Illuminate VCS is a good product for an organization that is looking for an institution-based solution with a minimum of 150 participants, and for which cost is not the primary factor but for which connecting with existing video conferencing equipment is paramount. The product is useful for formal presentations, guest speakers, and small meetings where high-quality audio and video are required. View's lack of screen size adjustment and banner advertisements can be frustrating. Otherwise, it is a fully featured product with solid collaboration features and is a strong candidate for any course requiring group work. View would be an especially good choice for asynchronous collaboration across multiple time zones. TalkBox is the most fully featured tool of the freeware applications tested here. Its most unique feature is the ability to send video email. It gives good quality and scalable video for up to 20 participants at once. The product is appropriate for collaborative projects and for sending students personalized weekly messages and feedback. It is hoped that these product reviews provide a starting point for comparing other products currently available to enhance the online learning experience. This is the end of the technical note, online video conferencing products, update. The text format is available on the Aerodel website. www.aerodel.org. Goodbye.